अक्लेद्य अशुभस्य एव च नित्या सर्वगत स्थानो रचोलयं सनातन। हियर इज द इम्पोर्ट ऑफ सनातन। नित्या सर्वगत स्थानो अचलयं सनातन। Sanatana, here is mention of Sanatana in another place, in the 7th chapter, 15th chapter, there is mention of Sanatana. Mamaivaṃsa jīva-bhūta jīva-lokhe Sanatana. Another place, there is mention of Sanatana. Parastasmātu bhāva anya. Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. In another place, there is mention in the 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed as Sanatana. So Krishna is Sanatana, and we living entities, we are also Sanatana. And there is a place, Parastasmata. Place means another nature, not this nature, not this prakriti. There is another prakriti. Para tasma. Para means transcendent. This nature is not sanatana, it is asanatana, perishable. Sanatana means not perishable. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to bring all these sanatana together. The living entity is sanatana, God, Krishna, sanatana, and the place, sanatana. Just like here, we are trying to live together, our family, father, mother, children, friends, countrymen, community men. We are trying to make a permanent settlement here, making very nice building, spending millions of dollars, making it very strong so that it may not be destroyed. So everyone is trying to keep himself permanent. An old man is trying to make himself young man. Nobody wants to become old man. Nobody wants to be destroyed. But the difficulty is that here everything is destroyed. Asanatana. But we have got a tendency to become sanatana. We want permanent life. We want permanent place. We want permanent relationship, but that is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, Andha jathandhi rupaniyamana. The andha means blind leaders. They are giving us false hope that we shall make here permanent settlement. Therefore they are called andhas. They have no sense. You cannot make it sanatana, but the whole attempt is going on to make everything sanatana. This is called illusion. Illusion means you are accepting something which is not possible. but they do not know. Nati vidu sartha gating hi Vishnu. Durasaya je bohirathamani. Durasaya, this is a hope which is never to be fulfilled. Durasaya. Asaya means hope. So the whole material world is going on durasaya. They are trying to make permanent settlement. But there is always disruption, fight, just like they have now created the United Nations. My dear all nations, please do not fight. Let us make a permanent settlement, peace. But the result is the fighting is going on. It cannot be stopped. Here, this is not a sanatana place. This is impermanent, temporary. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. This is the nature of this material world. Something is generated at a certain date and it stays for some time, it grows, it gives some byproducts, then again it dwindles and then it vanishes. Just like this body. This body is given by the father and mother at a certain date. Then it stays, say, for sometimes it grows. Then it gives some byproduct from this body, there will be so many children. Or from the trees, there will be so many fruits and seeds. Then dwindling, then becomes older and vanish. This is the nature. So here we are getting information that akshedvaya madajyam aklidya asosaivacha nitya sarvagataha. This is another qualification of the living entities. Sarvagataha. Everywhere. A rascal scientist says there is no living entity in the moon planet or sun planet. This is rascaldom. There is. Otherwise, how Krishna says, sarvagata. And everywhere there is living entity. This is a false theory. We can see practically. We see there are living entities in the water. There are living entities in the air. There is living entity within the earth. There is living entities in so many ways. Why not in other planets? Where is the difference between this planet and that planet? This is also made of five elements. That is also made of five elements. Here the earthly element is very prominent. And the sun globe, the fire element is very prominent. So, if this material world is made of these five elements, bhumi, rapa, nala, vayu, khang, mana, buddhi, jivacha. So, Krishna says, sarvagata. The living entities are everywhere. Krishna is also within everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna is within this universe. Krishna is within your heart, not only your heart, but in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. Now, if you are a great scientist, take one insect. There are so many insects you have seen, especially in the book, less than the foolish dog. Now, if you are a great scientist, find out where is the heart of this insect and where is Krishna. But Krishna says, sarvagata, everywhere there is Krishna. Unless there is Krishna, there is living entity, how that small foolish stuff like insect is moving? There is everything. The physiological condition is there. There is heart also. You cannot make that. You have imitated a big bird, aeroplane, flying, but just imitate this small insect which is also flying. So there are so many questions that if we actually philosophically study, then we can see Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. How Vasudeva Krishna is acting? Annantarastham Paramanu Chayantarastham. So, here the living entity is described as Sanatana, and the process by which we can understand our Sanatana nature, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Not that having a big tilak and considering this rascal lump of matter as I am Brahmin. This body is Brahmin and Sanatana Dharma. This is all nonsense. Sanatana Dharma means first of all you must know what you are. That is Sanatana Dharma. Is Sanatana Dharma is limited to a certain area? How it can be? Sarvagata. Sanatana Dharma must be there everywhere. Ishavasamidam Sarvam. Everywhere. Krishna's kingdom, Krishna's property. How is that? You are simply claiming that in India there is Sanatana Dharma. In India there is Brahmin. What Krishna creates, that is for everywhere. Because Krishna is the father of everyone. Aham bija pada pita sarva joni sukantya. So these rascaldom, that Sanatana Dharma is only in India, and that is also cut off. Now the Pakistan is cut off, and therefore there is no Sanatana Dharma. Simply here, if you remain foolish like that, then andha jathanthi rupaniyamana, that means you are being led by some blind leaders. You do not know what is what. If living entity is Sanatana, and if the process by which one can realize his Sanatana nature, that is called Sanatana Dharma. Dharma, if we study these two words, Sanatana means eternal. That is called Sanatana. And dharma means occupation, characteristic. Dharma does not mean some superficial ritualistic ceremonies. Dharma means the characteristic. That is real meaning. Dharma is not a kind of faith. Dharma is characteristic. Sanatana Dharma means Sanatana characteristic, eternal characteristic. The changing. Now I have got now this body, Indian body, and then next body may be cats and dogs or demigods, according to my karma. So the body changes, the Sanatana Dharma cannot be applied to this body. Sanatana Dharma means the characteristic of the soul. That is Sanatana Dharma. To understand the characteristic of the soul. Krishna is describing here the characteristic of the soul, the Sanatana. And at the conclusion, he gives you information of the Sanatana Dharma. What is that? Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. This is Sanatana Dharma. Krishna is Sanatana. I am Sanatana. You are Sanatana. Now, under the influence of nature, I am thinking, I am the servant of my wife, I am servant of the society, I am servant of my nation, I am servant of my cat, I am servant of my dog. And we are doing that, actually. Everyone is working under this impression. Atha griha cheta sutapta vittai janasa mohoyam ahangamameti. This is illusion. You have to come to the platform of Sanatana. What is that, Sitana? I am eternally servant of Krishna. That is Sanatana. I am not servant of this or that or that. No. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every living entity is in its original position of Krishna consciousness. At the present moment, we have got different consciousness. That is Maya. This is mental concoction. I am thinking that I will be happy in this way. That is a mental concoction. You cannot be happy unless you surrender to Krishna. That is Sanatana Dharma. Therefore Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Anti. A person, after many, many births, he becomes really wise. Kamadinam Kotidhana Kotidha Palita Durnidesa Tesang Maina Kuruna Jata Natrapa Doposhanti. A Brahmin, he prays to Krishna, my dear Lord, I have become the servant of my senses. Here everyone is servant of his senses. They want to enjoy the senses. Not enjoy, they want to serve the senses. My tongue says, please take me to such and such restaurant and give me such and such chicken juice. I immediately go. Not to enjoy, but to abide by the orders of my tongue. Therefore, in the name of so-called enjoyment, we are all serving the senses. In Sanskrit it is called go-das. Go means senses. So unless you become Goswami, your life is spoiled. Goswami. You cannot be dictated by the senses. You have to dictate to the senses. As soon as the tongue says, kindly take me to the restaurant or give me a cigarette. If you say no, no cigarette, no restaurant, simply Krishna Prasad, then you are Goswami. Then your Goswami. This is characteristic Sanatana, because I am eternal servant of Krishna. So this is called Sanatana Dharma that we are describing in the Ajamil Upakhyaya. This stage can be attained tapasa, brahmacharjina, samena, damena, shochena, tyagena, jamena, niyamena. Therefore the whole Vedic literature is meant for how to control the senses. Yoga, yoga indriya sanjana. That is yoga. Yoga means not to show some magic. This is the first class magic. If you are practicing yoga, I have seen so many so-called yogis, but they cannot control the sense for smoking. You see? Smoking and so many things are going on, and still they are passing as a yogi. What kind of yogi? Yogi means one who has controlled the senses. Samena, damena, brahmacharyena. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is all explained when yoga system is described. And 5,000 years ago, Arjuna was hearing about this yoga controlling senses. So he was a grihastha and politician also because he belonged to the royal family. He was fighting for gaining victory over the kingdom. So Arjuna frankly said, "My dear Krishna, it is not possible for me to become a yogi because this is a very difficult job. You are asking me to sit down in a solitary place, in a sacred place, and in perpendicular state, simply looking on the point of your nose, of my nose, so many things are, but it is not possible for me." He frankly refused. So Krishna, just to encourage his friend and devotee, he could understand that Arjuna is becoming disappointed. He is frankly admitting that it is not possible for him. Actually, he is a politician. How it can be possible for him to become yogi? But our politicians, they are advertising, they are practicing yoga. What kind of yoga? Has he become more than Arjuna? In this age of fallen age, 5,000 years ago, how much favorable condition was there? Now, in such unfavorable condition, deteriorated condition, you want to become a so-called yogi? It is not possible. Kite dadhyato Vishnu. Yoga means to meditate upon Vishnu. That was possible in the Satya Yoga. Just like Valmiki, he meditated for 60,000 of years and become perfect. So, who is going to live for 60 years? So it is not possible. So therefore, Krishna to encourage him. Actually, the purpose of yoga, he explained to Arjuna, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jo mang same yukta tamo mata. First class yogi. Who? Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana. Who is thinking of always of me, Krishna. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to become first-class yogi. Think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It is not bogus thing. It is actual fact. You can become yogi. You can become Brahma. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevate. Sagunan samatitta itan. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So one who becomes realized, self-realized person, Brahma bhuta, Brahma bhuta prasannatma, then what does it remain for him? That is the ultimate goal of life. To become aham brahmasmi. The Vedic literature teaches us that don't think that you belong to this matter. You are Brahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. And we are subordinate Brahma. Nitya Krishna Das. We are servant Brahma. He is master Brahma. So instead of understanding that I am servant Brahma, I am thinking I am master Brahma. That is another illusion. That is another illusion. So things are going on right. So Sanatana Dharma means when one understands his real position. His real position, that is self-realization. Or in other words, Krishna is Sanatana. If you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, then by practicing this Sanatana Dharma, you are transferred to this Sanatana place, Vaikuntha. That is Sanatana Dharma. Dharma means characteristic. So what is our characteristic? I was going to explain that we are now serving our senses. This is our material characteristic. Material characteristic because originally I am servant. I am not master. But I have given up service of Krishna. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan cha kare. Why shall I become servant? I shall become Krishna. All right, you become Krishna. You become enjoyer. That is material world. Everyone is trying to become Krishna. Enjoyer. So there is fight. Always. You are trying to become Krishna. I am trying to become Krishna. As there are so many incarnations of God nowadays, every lane, every street. So we are all imitation Krishna, and there is fight. That is asanatana dharma. That is not sanatana. Therefore, the Brahmin says, kamadina kotidhana kotidha palita durnidisa. My dear Lord, I tried to become master, but I have become servant of my senses. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mastarja, ityadi. Now, I see that I have served so long, but my so-called master, they are not satisfied. Everyone knows. Even up to the end of life, one tries to become master. But that is not possible because he is not master. So when one is wise, he sees that I am actually not master. I am serving others, but I am thinking I am master. Just like in my family, I am thinking that I am the head of the family, I am the master of the family. But actually, to satisfy my family members, I have to work hard day and night. So I have become their servant, but I am thinking I am master. This is called illusion. So when one comes to the senses that he cannot be master at any stage of his life, then he surrenders to Krishna. Sa mahatma sudullo, vasudeva sarvam. Oh, Vasudeva is the real master. And my nature is to serve him. Vasudeva sarvamiti, sa mahatma sudullava. He is first class mahatma. Not the mahatma who is thinking himself that he has become Narayan and begging door to door. And Narayan is meant for begging. Narayan is the master of Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. But they have manufactured a word, Daridra Narayan. Narayan has become Daridra. Just foolishness, see. Narayan is the master goddess of not only one goddess of fortune. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam govindam adipurusham tamam. Hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis Just like Krishna, when he was present, he had 16,108 Lakshmis in Dwarka. That is Narayan. And each Lakshmi was given a big palatial building made of marble and bedecked with jewels. So there was no need of light. Such nice marble palaces. And each queen was given 10 children. And it is not that 16,000 queens were crying and Krishna is only with one queen. No, he expanded himself into 16,000 forms and he was living with each queen. That is Narayan. Why Narayan should become Daridra? Narayan says that Bhoktaram Jagatam, he is the supreme Bhokta, enjoyer. So he is unlimited, therefore he is unlimited enjoyment. That is Krishna. He showed it when he was present. Why 16,000 wives? If he could have 16 millions of wives, still they were not perfect. Because he is unlimited. So these things we have to understand. So this Brahman's prayer, Kama-dinanka-ti-dhana-ka-ti-dha-palita-dunni-desa-ti-sang-mahi-na-karuna-jata-natra-pa-no-pa-shanti-sampratam-lubdhi-buddhi-labdham. My dear Lord, I have sought my senses so long, but I see they are not satisfied, nor they are pleased, nor there is end of their service. Therefore, now I have got good sense. I have come to serve you. Kindly accept me. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That you are engaged in service, but you are thinking as master. This is foolishness. Give up this foolishness and just become a servant of Krishna as you are constitutionally positioned. This is Krishna consciousness movement. And the every living entity is Sanatana. And Krishna is Sanatana. And there is place, Sanatana. So our business is how to transfer ourselves in that Sanatana Dham. Sarvesu vinasasu na vinasati. Everything being destroyed. That place, that Sanatana Dham is never destroyed. Krishna is never destroyed, you are also not ever destroyed. So therefore, when these three combination will be there, that will be happy. Jadgatyana nivartanti taddhama paramam. Taddhama paramam. So we have to return to that Sanatana Dharma, Sanatana Dhamma, by executing our Sanatana Dharma. To approach the Supreme Sanatana, Nitya Nityanam. He is the greatest Sanatana amongst the many other Sanatans. Nitya and Sanatana, the same thing. Here it is said, Nitya or Sanatana. So, Krishna is also Nitya. And I am also Nitya, you are also Nitya. So our business is to approach Krishna and be engaged in his service for nitya, eternally. That will make us happy. Otherwise, what is this? Tilak. I'm considering I am this body, Brahmin, I am this, that. That is not Sanatana Dharma. Here is Sanatana Dharma. Try to understand. And this Sanatana Dharma should be spread all over the world. For all living entities, because all living entities are Sanatana, they should be informed that here is your position, here is your Sanatana master, why you are traveling, serving your senses. This is Sanatana. So this Krishna consciousness movement is Sanatana Dharma real, not so-called Sanatana Dharma. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
That repentance before God, it is the proper way to redress our sins. It is correct? If not, where we have suffered for our sins committed? Here on the earth or after heaven?
So long we are not on the platform of Sanatana, all our life is simply sinful life. Either you think that you are very pious. Real piety means to come to the platform of Sanatana Dharma. So if we do not come to the platform of Sanatana Dharma, from the platform of Asanatana Dharma, we are simply committing sins, nothing but. Come to the platform of Sanatana, then apapavidham, then there is no more. No pap can touch. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Devi jhesa gunamayi mamo maya durataya. You cannot be free from the contamination of this material world. Then how? Mami bhaja prapadante mayami tang tarantiti. You can simply become free from all contamination, sinful life, when you are a surrendered soul. Mami bhaja prapadante. Krishna therefore comes to teach us this. He is teaching. He is so much compassionate with our suffering that he is coming personally. Otherwise, what is the purpose of his coming? He is always being worshipped by Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevya Mana. So he has no business to come here to ask you any food. But Krishna is so kind that he says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Prajachati Tadahang Asnami. Is he poor? Still, he says, universal, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Anywhere, in any part of the universe, you can secure a little leaf, Patram, a little flower, a little water, and offer Krishna, my dear Krishna, everything is yours. So, just to offer my gratitude, I am very poor, I have no means to offer you nice thing, so I have brought this. Krishna says, yes, bring it. Tadham asnami, I shall eat. Why? Bhaktya, because you are offering me with bhakti. This is Krishna's want. You become bhaktas, Krishna will be very satisfied. Not that you become very big man, very big leader. That will entangle you again. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Simply waste of time. Just become bhakta of Krishna, then everything is all right. Otherwise you are spoiling your life. Vritha. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to stop people spoiling his life. Maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mayar vase jacho bheshe. Just like a straw is carried away by the waves of the river. Similarly, you are being carried by the waves of this Maya, illusory energy. Mayar vase jacho bheshe, khacho habu dubu bha. Sometimes you are being drowned, sometimes you are coming out on the surface. Jeev Krishna das evishas kolle to ar dukkho nai. If you simply believe, take it for acceptance, that Krishna is our eternal master, I am it, then there is no more carried out by you. Maya's waves. Māmi vajaprabhadanti māyāme tāṁ tarad. This is wanting. Accept Krishna consciousness. Whatever we are doing, simply we are wasting our valuable life. This is the conclusion. No, prarabdha can be changed. Yes, yes, I am replying you. Prarabdha can be changed. Krishna says, prarabdha means you are enjoying the fruits of your past activities. That is said in the Brahma Sangha. Karmani niddahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Niddahati. Karmani, the resultant action of your past karma can be vanquished by Krishna. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, aham tva sarva pape bha mokkhasya. I shall give you protection.
Even for purva-janma karma?
Everything. Finished. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, everything is finished. But don't commit again. Stick to Krishna consciousness. Then you are safe.
Then what was necessary for the Pandavas to suffer a lot when they themselves have surrendered to the Lord Krishna and they have suffered?
They have not suffered. They have served Krishna's purposes. Krishna wanted to kill all the demons. They did it. That's all.
Then means whatever the sins being committed are going to be committed all by only his will and wish. Then why a person should be treated as a cruel person and to kill him, and why God should take a avatar and do all these things?
Yes. Because Krishna, without Krishna's sanction, you cannot do anything. Therefore, first of all, you desire, and Krishna gives you sanction to fulfill your desire. And as you fulfill your desire, you become complicated with the reaction of your desire. Jagnarthe karma annatra karma bandhana. If you act for Krishna, then you are all right. But if you are acting for your sense gratification, you will be entangled by the resultant action. So Krishna is so kind that if you want to do something, first of all he says no. Just like a thief, he is praying to God, "My dear Lord, give me some opportunity, I can steal that thing." Krishna first of all says, "No, no, don't do it." But he insists. Then Krishna says, "All right, do it." But as soon as you do it, you become entangled. Why you are doing against the will of Krishna? That is your entanglement. Krishna says, "Don't do this." Why you are doing that? So Krishna is giving you a facility to steal others' property. But you become entangled. That is not Krishna's responsibility, your responsibility. Suppose a high court judge gives sanction that this man should be condemned to death, he should be hanged. Does it mean the high court judge is your enemy and is hanging you? He has nothing to do to become your enemy or friend. You have committed situation that you should be hanged. He is giving order. Be hanged. That's all. So your business is to surrender to Krishna and act according to his instruction. Then you will be happy. Otherwise, no.
Lord Krishna says, "Karmani vadi parastuti ma paletu karati."
Yes. But are you doing that? Are you doing that?
That is
the
doubt.
That is doubt. Why? You are creating why unnecessary arguments. If you understand that Krishna says, "Karmanne badikaraste ma phalesu kadachana," you work hard, earn lakhs of rupees and give it to Krishna, then you understand. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurusatan madarpana. So are you doing that? Oh, as soon as you get money, "Oh, it is for me," I shall go to hotel.
My doubt is coming.
You will be always in doubt. You have to go to a spiritual master. Don't bother and waste my time in that way. You have got so many doubts. If you want to clear your doubts, then you have to surrender somewhere. You will keep yourself as you are, and I am meant for clearing your doubts. That's all right. Come on, leave with it. Come on, you're welcome. Very welcome. No, then you come and learn how to surrender. Learn it. As these boys and girls, they have surrendered. That is required. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you surrender, then you will understand. This is a science for understanding by surrender, not otherwise. Thus, tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigachet samitpani srutriyam brahmanistam tasmat gurum prabhadet. If you are serious to solve all your doubts, then you must surrender. You must find out a person where you can surrender and ask him. Then everything will be all right.
We are little that everyone has desires, but a Vaishnava can fulfill all desires. Kalpataru means desire tree. There is a tree in the spiritual world which is called a desire tree. In this material world, you get a particular type of fruit from a particular type of tree. But in the Krishna Loka, as well as in all other Vaishnava Loka planets, all the trees are spiritual and will fulfill your desires. What is science behind this Kalpataru? Will you explain?
What is that?
What is the science behind this Kalpataru that is able to
do
all the desires?
Kalpataru you cannot have here, but there is a Kalpataru in the spiritual world. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksa lakshabhriteshu surabhi rabhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurisantamam. So there is Kalpavriksa. You have to learn from the Vedic literature, but you have no experience of Kalpavriksha here. That is not possible.